All right. So thanks for coming. Welcome to this slideshow karaoke. So for those of you who don't know what this is, I have random slide decks, like slide decks with random pictures, and I'll ask people from the audience to come here and make a presentation. It's like 5 slides each, 15 seconds for each slide. It's self-advancing for your convenience. We'll have prizes for everyone who comes here and presents, and I guess that's it. And who wants to be next? I think you want to be next. You should be next. So, applause for our first volunteer. I'll just hide it for you.
I cannot see the slides at all.
Oh, you can see the slides, but okay. You only see the one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. So welcome to the bus we are traveling today in London, I think. This is a red bus, and you should enjoy the ride from the top floor. You should not even sit on the bottom, because we don't have windows, just posters instead. And I have a few more seconds. Here we have a smaller bus, which we should use in the Caribbean. It has less windows, so obviously less people can enjoy the view, but it's still awesome, right? Is it awesome?
Yeah,
that's the view from the bus if you are trying to squeeze that many people from the first bus to the second bus. It's really uncomfortable, as you see, at least for the... You don't see the people's faces, but you can imagine, right? Yeah.
It's GDPR, I think.
Yeah, this is Adam when he was making the slides. He was really imagining, like, I was screwing David and put this slide into the middle, so he doesn't know what to talk about now. This is a steamer carrying a cat. He made me say the word steamer, which I hate all the time. Thank you. Big applause for him.
I was prepping for a minute or something just to embarrass you. Can we have who wants to be the second person who comes and talks?
Sure.
Let's go. Thank you.
I'm already getting laughs and we haven't
all
even
right,
started.
So I think you just press the space bar whenever you're ready and then it'll be just
this space bar?
Yes.
We have to make it, we have to be perfectly clear.
Okay, this particular
this
space
specific,
bar,
okay.
Yeah. Just one.
So not the other one?
No.
Okay.
This is not the other one. All right.
So this is a rocket ship, it flies into space, and if you're lucky, it doesn't explode in your face. It's also fire, which is a technology that humans invented quite a while ago. It's very exciting, it burns you. Please go to the next slide. Thanks. This is a spaceship from a phone with 3D effects. Is that not cool? End me right now. I don't know anything. Oh, stop. It's not the next slide. Yet. So anyway, and this is a spaceman. Do you know what spacemen are? They're astronauts. They're not spacemen. And he's flying into space with a camera. Is technology not cool? Give me something else, please. What is this? Help. And this is food. Now, as you can clearly see, I'm a fan of food. And this particular food is, I think, French. As you can clearly not see, not a fan of France. And this is from a video game. I have not played the game, but it's clearly an exciting video game that you should definitely buy.
Who can speak?
Are we in the third person? So I want you to just press the space bar once and everything will happen for you automatically. There you go.
Well, let's talk about disco. Sometimes when you're having fun with your friends, you're sitting in a train and you're thinking, it's not cozy enough. We need more cuddly animals. We need some warmth. We need some fun. During radio interviews, it's not fun. You just need your nose, you need to squish it real strong until it turns red and you look excited. Like this, not like this. This is wrong. This is not excited, this is exciting. When you're doing it wrong, you might have to think, why are there no cuddly animals? We need cuddly animals. This is a cuddly animal, in a way. If you find a cuddly animal in your area, you need to caress it, take care of it, until it floats. Even if you're heavy and elephanty, it needs to lift you up to a higher plane of existence, until the end.
Thank you. Alright, just a space bar once and yep. Everything will be.
So, this is the new Arduino controlled balloon that Boris has made in OpenLabs. It's going out a bit out of control there, but it's very patriotic because the Prime Minister likes red. Apparently, that's why there's a red light district all the way from the airport to the main road. This is a new attempt at Albanian fusion cooking, bringing in the American version of freedom fries, and again, to keep the Prime Minister happy, there's something red in the middle of it. I'm not sure about those bits on the side. This is part of Yoni Gurbanchi's new plan for Skanderbeg Square, because he's decorated enough. So next Christmas, there's going to be lots of these for the little fair. And this is to make this is part of the new security arrangement to make sure nobody leaves the square until they've bought enough sausages and raki. I'm not sure what that bit there is. I think it's a vegetable that you don't have in Albania. Now these ones I'm not so sure about. I suspect it's some sort of communist plot. Watch them very carefully for what they're getting up to. They're not as harmless as they look.
I'm good. Any other volunteers? I would love to do, but I made the slides a little bit cheating. Do I have green?
No, not whatsoever.
Nothing. Okay. It's just the space bar.
Okay.
And everything is automatically.
Number five. Picture one. I mean, global changing, weather, all the things. You see?
Same thing.
So, yes, it's cold, but yes or no, you put a tuxedo on, so weather-wise, you could dress for what you have. And that's, well, that's basically it. And
part of it.
So even if you do dress properly, you can still look cuddly. I mean, doesn't it? It's very cuddly. I mean, this totally works. So if you do dress the part weather-wise, you could be good. Or not. So, yeah, I mean, it's not always nice to dress the weather, especially if the weather changes. Here you go. So keep it in the theme, dress form, and, well, and even if you're the odd one out, then flaunt it, take that part. And that's basically it, yeah. See?
So, all right, then we get the next one. That's great. We need more people. All right, just space bar once. Everything is...
Okay. So this is my fourth talk. Oh, wow. I think nobody has voted for him, so he's telling for the next election as well, and he applied for the next Oscar conference as well. So if you think that he's capable of delivering more than 4 talks, please do select or please do find him to come. Okay, what is this? This is another, this is another candidate. I guess he wants to fly, but at the same time he wants to roar like this with such teeth. Oh my God, it's scary. Somebody wants to enter in his mouth. I don't think so. He is eating ear or wants to have cupcake or something. Please tell me what you want to have or close your mouth. Oh, what is this? Okay, they are looking at each other. They are not looking at each other. They are just trying to, I don't know what they are trying to do. I'm sorry, I don't want to even say that, but I'm thinking right now, what is this? This is a whole family. Or different kind of people are over here. Where they are going? I think they are going to attend Oscar. Definitely. Because everybody is welcome at Oscar, no matter how they look.
No pressure.
It's just me recording.
Okay,
no
pressure. Yeah, just recording. Okay.
Just one space.
This is water. It's no problem.
Yes.
Well, talking about drugs. This is the newest form of drugs that we have synthesized here at Oslo. It looks like an ordinary cup of coffee, but it does not contain just a regular amount of caffeine. It contains an extraordinary amount of caffeine. It contains so much caffeine that you lose any perception of the real world and start drawing nonsense bullshit like this. and you think about escaping this planet because you're so far off your hill. So you just start building the rocket, right? So walk outside, get whatever material you find, and you scrape it until you get to a fucking thank you for filling my time. So, and when you woke up the next day out of your delusion, then you might find yourself in another planet next to stormtroopers, and they you will sell your recipe to them.
We have two more. Just two.
So this is 8, we're not going to talk in German. So today we're going to talk about Linux distros. This is a complete Linux distro, it's already set up for you. It's just like drinking a coffee in the park. You don't have to do anything, and it's called Windows. So here we go. This is a bit more adventurous. This we call Fedora. Here you have to be careful what you do because you might swallow the wrong thing and choke it. So here we go with Gentoo. It's very, very dangerous. You should not touch it. You should stay away from it. Don't even come near it. Put a fence around it and. Just watch it in the zoo and watch the monkeys play with it. Here we come with Linux Mint. It consists of a very nice, colory, small stuff. It's totally not useful, but it looks nice. I hope not offending anybody here. Here you see the new color scheme of OpenSUSE. They switch off from the green, but you see it's still very mandatory in the middle, but they switch off to other colors to be more inclusive in the world.
I'm excellent with math, so it's still 2 slight decks remaining.
Yeah.
So we have an opinion, of course. Do we have any other volunteers?
Today, we have a very, very serious message.
Yeah.
About the problems associated when flying with a train.
Yeah, a lot of problems.
You can clearly see that these people are completely stoned out of their minds.
Yeah.
And if we look at where the effect comes from, we can see it, and it's mostly in the eyes.
Yeah.
Considering you were looking at a slide.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay.
And there you go. One of the most severe cases of this particular drug use. Look at the hideous eyes. You are not making this easy. And finally, in its final stages, people become overgrown. Again, look at the eyes. They're completely gone. Sad, sad story. It's brain replaced by plants.
Very sad.
Okay, so weird flex, but you do this one.
Like, we have like 5 seconds left.
And the last one will be someone. Space bar once, and everything happens.
So today I wanted to talk about ducks eating bananas. It's a very popular problem going on, and we need to address it right now. It's already getting late. Does it change itself?
Yes.
Or? Okay. So, of course, stuff like this will happen over time. If we ignore it, people will come and shoot you with a banana. I've been a victim of that. It's not fun. And after somebody shot me with their banana, somebody else slipped in it. Of course, I wanted to eat the banana, but I could not after that. And so I had to go camping and do some soul searching. And I realized that it's not about being shot with a banana. It's about embracing the bananas as part of your life. So please keep in mind, don't shoot with bananas, but embrace them.
Alright, thank you for all the volunteers. We have prizes for the winners, but we have no way how to say who was the best. So, I guess we can either fight or we can do this hanging around them.
Are we still allowed to bring knives with
them? No, nothing.
Or just use first come, first serve?
Sure, first come, first serve. Yeah, the volunteers can take the prizes here. And that's it. Thank you for coming.